Homelessness on community college campuses is a bigger problem in our country than we may have known. Yesterday, we heard from a few students at Bunker Hill Community College in Boston. They are just a few of the students at community colleges in the U.S. who are homeless or who struggle with food insecurity.
Homelessness is, it feels like being on a yo-yo. Sometimes you can afford it, and then any little thing can make you unable to afford it.
It's heartbreaking, sometimes devastating, especially when you don't know, when you're not just thinking of you, but when you're going to provide for the ones that you have. Sometimes you beat yourself up because you try to think back as to what did you do, what I didn't do.
A new study we discussed on the show from researchers at the Wisconsin Hope Lab surveyed 33,000 students at 70 community colleges, and they found two-thirds of students were going hungry and half had housing insecurity. Several community colleges here in the Valley participated in that study, including Mesa Community College, and I spoke with one professor at MCC who knows this issue well. Linda Speranza has taught ceramics at MCC for almost 35 years, and she launched a program there called Empty Bowls, which raises money to fight homelessness and hunger. And I asked her if she was surprised by the rates of homelessness and hunger found in this study.
Not in the least. Over the past years, with talking to my students on a day-to-day basis, I found an amazing amount of need in my student population, and they are very generous many times in sharing their life stories with me, and I found very many times that they are suffering from lack of food or lack of a decent place to sleep at night.
Are these students who receive financial aid, do you know?
Some of them do and some of them don't. The studies seem to show that it happens to both of those student populations.
Yeah. And so I wonder, what is it that you do when you encounter a student in your class who, how do you notice that they maybe are hungry or haven't had a place to sleep?
Well, frequently, it doesn't seem so very obvious because a lot of these students, it's a shame issue. And so they don't want you to know that they are suffering. I mean, they want to be seen as a normal person. So it doesn't show up if you're just looking at your student population. It shows up in those more quiet moments when you're talking to somebody and they're willing to share their life story with you. Or as I found, since there is a need, I've been putting out peanut butter and jelly in my classroom, and it's always sitting there in the corner of the classroom and students sit down and eat. And many times when we sit down and have a sandwich together, they'll start sharing their life story with me, and they'll be telling me that this might be their only meal of their day. Or I even had one student ask me if it was okay if she took the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches home for her so she could have something to eat for dinner.
So I wonder, what kind of stories do you hear when you sit down and eat those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with them? Are there ones that stick out in your mind?
Oh, the one student who looked at me and said, "My friends really love you because they know that when I come to ceramics, I'm going to be able to eat that day." I have another student who sat down with me and told me that she doesn't have enough food to feed her children at home. So when she comes in and she can eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich with me, that leaves that much more food for her to feed her children when she gets home that night.
How do you react to that? What is it that you can do other than, you know, put a plate of sandwiches in the corner of the room?
There isn't much that I can currently do to help them, and that's the frustrating part of my job. I will give them the food resources that we have, a list of where they can go to get assistance. There are definitely food banks in the local area that they can go get a meal every day. But I don't find many of them use those resources because, again, a lot of them are very proud and they don't want to feel like they are on the public resource need list and they want to be trying to take care of themselves. They also are not totally sure if they really fit into that demographic. They are very uncomfortable going to a food pantry. So we have a resource once a year where we have a lot of the local food banks and the local food services come and have a fair and show everybody what they have for services and offer our students assistance so they feel more comfortable going to those and using those resources.
In your experience when you talk to these students, is it a trade-off? Is it, I could afford this, but I want to go to school so that I have a better job in the future, so I'm going to pay the tuition?
I have never heard anybody say that. But it's clear that that is the trade-off. And in my mind, there is no more noble trade-off in someone who's trying to get an education and improve their lives rather than eat. So they are frequently taking marginal jobs, working minimal amounts of hours, which barely covers their rent or utilities. And what ends up being the trade-off is having enough food to eat because you have to pay the rent and you have to pay the utilities.
But you have done some things on Mesa Community College's campus over the years to try and remedy this. Can you tell us about Empty Bowls?
The Empty Bowls event is a charity event that helps to feed the needy and the homeless in the vicinity of the event that happens. We make about 2,000 handmade ceramic bowls every year, and we sell them on our campus for $10 each, and all of that money goes to our closest local food bank, Paz de Cristo. And Paz de Cristo serves 250 people a day and gives out 1,200 food boxes a month and welcomes all of our students to come and get either of those resources.
Linda Speranza is a ceramics teacher at Mesa Community College. Linda, thank you for speaking with me this morning.
Thank you very much, Laura, and I really appreciate your time.
Mesa Community College also has a task force to address homelessness, and they run a food pantry for students who need it. And a note, KJZZ is licensed to the Maricopa Community College District.